This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning. It is early one, too. Welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30, Tuesday, May 20th. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. It's a big day. One of my favorite people in this whole entire world was born on May 20th.
Stop.
And that is Steph. Happy birthday.
Love you.
How are you this morning? Happy birthday.
You know, today I woke up, I was like, you know, it's my birthday. I'm going to curl my hair.
Oh, so. You look so cute.
Sometimes I don't wear makeup, so I was like, I'll wear mascara too. So I did my hair, I did my mascara, woke up a little bit earlier. I'm feeling good.
Good. I'm so glad. I don't know. Maybe I'm more excited about your birthday than you are because I am just so happy. You were born on this day. Aww. And if you weren't born on this day, my life would not be the same. And I'm just so grateful for you and happy for your birthday. So do you have any plans? Let's see. My birthday fell on a Tuesday also. And it's just such a weird day for your birthday to be on a Tuesday. It's like, well, what do we do now? So, like, do you have any plans for tonight?
So tonight we're going to sushi, and that's it. I mean, it's cool. I'm going to sushi, but it's a Tuesday. And then on this weekend, I have a karaoke party I'm going to. For me and James, we're hosting it.
That's going to be fun. And thank you for the invite, too. I'm sorry I can't make it.
No, it's
a crazy weekend with my daughter moving back from college and stuff. But that's going to be so much fun that you have to promise me you're going to sing Regulate on my behalf.
Yes, that's right. Okay, I'm going to put that in the queue. And then it's weird about birthdays because I feel like the people that are celebrating you are more excited than the person's birthday. You know what I mean?
It's always like that, isn't it?
Yeah. And so, like, with James, his birthday's 10 days after mine. I just, like, sweep right through mine. I'm just like, meh, mine's fun and all, but what am I doing for James? What am I getting his cake? Who's going to get him what? Stuff like that. And then it's when it's my birthday, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's my birthday, too.
Like, just get through the day.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to just get through this day because I've got a birthday celebration planned for you today.
Do you?
I've got some surprises for you. We're going to play some games. It's going to be a fun one today. So I was very excited when I was kind of putting things together. So at 8 o'clock, we have a mystery guest calling in.
Oh, my God.
And I can't wait to tell you the story about how I got this mystery guest, because, you know, I've been trying to work on this for a couple of weeks, and I'm trying to get, like, you know, go through my contacts, see if there's any, like, singers. Obviously, Beyonce is off limits.
No, of course.
Of course.
She's
but, you
not
know,
doing stuff
there's
right
people
now.
That are close to Beyonce, like maybe a dance or, you know, stuff like that. And I'm doing my research, like, who are Beyonce's dancers? Like, I'm trying to find stuff. And yesterday, something came through, and I was like, I do not know anything about this person at all.
Okay.
But I know you do. So that's all that matters. So I'm
okay. So now,
I hope this is not a flop. I hope it is not a flop.
So they're calling in at 8.
Yes,
they're our mystery guests for my birthday. Now I'm, and maybe we'll talk about it more when it gets closer to 8 o'clock. But maybe I could start thinking about who I think you're thinking of in your thought process. Because if you're thinking like dancers in the dance world, this is going to be fun.
I'm not saying that they're a dancer. I'm saying I looked at dancers. I messaged some dancers. Some of them, I messaged so many people.
Did you?
But I got this reply and I was like, please call. And they were like, I will call. So I'm very excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited
so
for
this
it too.
Is, yeah, that's happening at 8. We're going to have a little mini roast of Steph right around 8:20. But my rule was it has to be a kind roast. It can't be a mean roast. So we are going to do a kind roast for you today at 8:20. And then I have a game for you at 7:20 this morning. It's called AI HBD. And it's artificial intelligence. Happy birthday. You are going to try to guess the celebrity wishing you
okay.
a happy birthday based on their AI voice. Okay.
Oh, it's not their actual voice. It's like an AI voice.
It's an AI voice.
Oh,
so yeah,
fun.
We've got a lot coming up.
It's you don't have
be
to do all that.
And of course, we got some presents and it's so funny. The first thing I say to Steph this morning is, don't look. I didn't even say happy birthday when I first saw you because I was trying to take something to our refrigerator and she opens the studio door. I was like, So I'm just trying to hide from you.
It's funny because I walk out of my studio because we're in separate studios. So when you walk out of your studio, I didn't know you were putting something in the fridge. So if I knew that and you wanted it to be a surprise, I would have stayed. But I walk out the door. I just see the back of what you're wearing. You're like, and I go back in. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Well, just don't go into our fridge. If you need something out of the fridge or if you need to put something in the fridge, tell me and I'll do it. Just don't go into our fridge.
Too late.
Oh, you saw it?
No. Oh, I saw a little bit, but then I was like, oh, that's probably the surprise. So
oh, okay.
I looked away from it while putting what I needed to put in
okay.
the fridge.
Okay. All right. Well, even if you saw it, it's your birthday. So there's nothing you can do wrong today. We're so excited for you. So yeah, we've got a lot going on this morning. And more than just birthday stuff, we've got Disneyland stuff going on. 7:30 with the Mega Minute, your 4-pack of two-day, one park per day passes to the Disneyland Resort. A lot going on. Let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Groove is in the Heart by D-Light? Do you want to hear Till I Hear It From You by the Gin Blossoms?
I don't want to take advice from fools. I'll just think that everything is cool until I hear it from you.
Or do you want to hear Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes and Adam Levine? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever accidentally thrown something away and then you realized after the fact that it was something that was really, really valuable? There's a town hall in the Netherlands and they just admitted that they likely threw away 46 works of art, including an Andy Warhol painting.
No.
Yeah. It's like, oops, Sorry about that. I'm like, how do you make a mistake like that? 46 works of art, you just accidentally threw them away. And then I thought, yeah, maybe you shouldn't judge, you dummy, because I don't know about you, but have you ever thrown away anything that was worth something and you realized it after the fact? I remember a while back, I got this stack of mail and I'm just going through it, usual, you know, like credit card offers and catalogs for stores I've never heard of before.
Like spam and junk
stuff.
Yeah,
just spam. And so I did what any rational adult would do. I stood over the shredder like I was some bouncer at a nightclub and just rejected everything. I was like, zzz, zzz, zzz. Well, one of those junk envelopes that I thought was junk turned out to be a $700 refund check from my insurance company. Like, we either overpaid something or they gave us some discount and they sent us a check for $700.
Stop.
And I shredded it. I completely shredded
it. Did you call them?
Yes.
And then what happened?
So I told them what happened. I was like, I'm sorry. I thought that was a spam. I thought it was like an advertisement for you guys. I didn't realize because my husband, we knew we were supposed to get something back from them. We just didn't know how much. And so my husband called and was like, what happened? And they're like, we sent it like 6 weeks ago. And so that's when I realized like, oh, I shredded that.
Oh, my heart.
$700 just cross cut into oblivion because it didn't look legit to me.
Yeah.
So have you ever... I even remember being so smug about how productive I was that day. I was like, oh, you got so much done. I didn't realize that I had done that. Have you ever accidentally thrown away something valuable? And what was it?
I remember when I was in third grade, and I don't know why my grandma did this, but my grandma and I, we're 5 days apart. Our birthdays are 5 days apart. We have emerald as our birthstone. And she had tons of emerald jewelry that she wanted to pass down to me. So she gave me this gorgeous emerald necklace. And I remember bringing it to school one day. And during lunch, I took it off because it was bothering me. I had like a weird neck phobia sometimes. I took it off while eating. I put it on the lunch tray and I threw it away on accident.
Oh my God.
My grandma would ask me sometimes, like, why don't you wear your necklace anymore? I would just lie to her saying like, oh, I didn't feel like wearing it. But really, I threw it away.
Oh my, it's not like some rinky dink piece of jewelry. You literally threw away an emerald.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think about like all the valuable things that are in landfills
that
people accidentally threw away? Like maybe it would be worth a trip down there just to kind of poke around and see like diamonds, emeralds, insurance checks. They're all there. Oh, my heart breaks for you. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning! Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. It is May 20th, 6:02. And on May 20th around here, we celebrate because it is our beloved Steph's birthday today.
Yay. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
It's not even 7 a.m. and I feel so special already. I'm like, oh, my God, I feel so special.
You are special and you deserve it, not just today, but every day. So, I mean, it's not a big milestone birthday, right?
Yay.
You just kind of... a birthday, and I know you're kind of looking at it, it's like it's a Tuesday, but like, are you setting any like goals for this next year? Or are you looking to try something new that you've never tried before? Like, what's on the agenda for the next 365?
Oh my God! Okay, so this has been something I haven't really talked about with anyone, but I need to sit down with James and talk about. We need to talk about having kids.
Oh,
yeah, I know. So I haven't shared that with anybody.
Whoa, it's only 6:03. I am like completely floored. Oh my gosh.
And I'm not saying anything. anything right now. I'm not pregnant, just to make sure we're clear.
I'm planning the baby shower as we speak. I am already planning it.
The gender reveal. Do it.
I am so excited. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
I just I've come to that point of my life. You know, I'm not getting older. My clock is ticking, and I am not in a rush to have kids, but it is time for us to sit down and look at the timeline. Mm-hmm. Like, being serious on, like, let's talk about it. Let's see what we might need to do to get to that point, and where we
I'll tell you what you need to do to get to that point. It's very simple.
How do you do it, Mercedes? Tell me.
Continue.
That's really it. It's really just that. I need to talk to James, just saying, hey, you know, we're not getting older.
Oh.
And I think it's time we really focus on our health. We really stop, like, the traveling as much, and saving money, and being serious about, like, let's have kids soon. So, yeah.
That is so wonderful to hear. I'm so happy for you. I truly believe that you can live a fulfilling life with or without kids.
Yes.
But just knowing you, I think that you would make an amazing mother. I think James would make a fantastic father. I really could see you not stopping at one and just realizing, like, wow, I really like, because, you know, sometimes people try something once and then you're like, this is not for me.
Yes.
I don't see that happening with you with kids. I think you'd be like, well, let's do another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is there something that you have tried once and you're like, nope, this ain't for me?
Yeah. Escargot. Totally random, but yeah, that's it for me. Have you ever had escargot before?
I've
don't
never.
Ever try it. It's disgusting.
And that's snails, right?
Yes. I didn't know that, though. We went out to this fancy restaurant when I was younger. I'd say I was like 13 or 14 years old, and my dad loved them.
Huh.
He thought they were like the best thing, I remember, and he's like, you got to try this. I want everyone here. He always made everyone at the table try something, which was like, why? Like, what's the point? He's like, you won't know if you don't like it unless you try it. So he didn't say what escargot was. He's like, it's called escargot. It's very tasty. So he buttered one. It like came in this dish with like holes in it.
Okay.
Like they were in these holes. And then there was like cheese on it. So I thought, oh, there's cheese on it. Like, this can't be that bad. I took one bite and immediately regretted all my life choices. It was rubbery. It was weird.
Ugh.
It tasted like garlic covered, I don't know, a garlic covered resistance band.
You Ew.
Know, it was, ugh. And I tried to be like polite, but the look on my face was like, never again. My dad was laughing. I was chasing it down with water. It
Ew.
Was disgusting. My brother loved it. He started popping those things like, I don't know, like it was Molly or something. I was just like, what are you doing?
With escargot, does it look like snails or does it just have like the slimy part?
So the way that this one was served, I don't know how it's normally served. They, like I said, it was in this weird special dish with holes in it. So you've like popped it out, and then like ours was covered with cheese, so I couldn't really see it. It just had this cheese on it. But I think normally they're in shells.
Okay.
And you have to like dig them out of the shell.
No, nah.
Yeah, no,
I'm
thank
good.
You. No, thank you. But it is your birthday, you know.
Aww.
And we are very excited about that. We got a big birthday show coming up this morning. Surprise guest at 8 o'clock.
Oh man.
I'm a little nervous to see how this goes, but we're gonna make it work. We've got some birthday fun, some birthday surprises on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Explosive new testimony in the Diddy case. A former Danity Kane member says she witnessed violence, drugs, and threats that will make your jaw drop. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Diddy is trending again this morning. So Danity Kane's Dawn Richard, she took the stage, or not the stage, the stand in Diddy's federal trial, and she did not hold back. Did you watch yesterday?
I didn't watch, but I read on it.
Yeah, well, I guess we can't watch, but yeah, just watch the coverage. So
yeah.
She testified for the prosecution. She backed Cassie's earlier claims and revealed that Diddy once said if he didn't get his way, quote, people could go missing.
Mm.
And when asked what she thought that meant, she said that people could die. She recounted witnessing Diddy violently assault Cassie, dragging her, kicking her, punching her in the mouth. When asked what triggered the violence, she said when she would speak up for herself.
Wow.
I know. It's just horrific hearing this stuff. She talked about a 2009 incident where Cassie had a swollen eye from being punched by him. And they had some public event shortly thereafter. So both women wore sunglasses to it, Cassie to hide the injury, and Dawn wore sunglasses in solidarity with her. It's so sad.
I think about like being in that position of Dawn's perspective, right? You see Diddy like assaulting her, Cassie. And it's one of those things where you feel helpless, but you also, if you were to speak up, then you would get hurt. Like, what do you do in that situation? So I get why she wore sunglasses in solidarity. And unfortunately, I feel like Dawn didn't have much power in that situation.
Well, do you call the cops? I mean, I would call the cops. I would call the cops anonymously and just be like, someone's being assaulted. But maybe when you're in that situation, it's different. Maybe you feel like your hands are tied. I don't know what they went through. I can't even imagine it.
I think with Diddy, because he has so much power, I don't know if he would be able to track that down. With all the guys that he has or girls or whatever, he would be able to be like, oh, I know who turned me in and it was Dawn and she's going to get it for me.
Yeah, it's an ugly situation here. She also said that there was a level of fear among the employees. She said if he did that to someone he supposedly loved, what would he do to an employee? Mm. So that kind of backs that claim. She testified that Diddy traveled with a Louis Vuitton toiletry bag filled with drugs, weed, molly, cocaine, ketamine, Plan B, even. As for weapons, she said he carried handguns on his lower back and his security also had firearms. Now, Diddy's attorney, Nicole Westmoreland, she's now cross-examining her. She's challenging her credibility. She's pointing out inconsistencies and the fact that she didn't mention the alleged death threats in earlier meetings with prosecution. So they're trying to come at her and poke holes in her testimony right now.
I know that Aubrey O'Day, the Danity Kane member, was telling us like years ago that Diddy was a really bad guy. Like, do not trust this guy. He's horrible. And now all of a sudden with all the stuff in the media coming out, she's like, told you. Now what's it going to take for you guys to believe us?
But what I'm upset about is she won't testify. She has said she won't testify. And I mean, I'm sure she has a few stories to tell, too. And if the goal is to make someone pay for what they did, if they are indeed guilty, then you would think she would speak out. So I'm wondering what her reasoning is for not doing that. But
yeah,
we're going to have more testimony today. We'll keep you posted on all of it. And that is what's trending.
Fancy life.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Let's talk about youth sports, okay? And how somewhere along the way, the adults totally lost the plot of getting your kids out there to play and have fun, and they get involved. There's a story out of Oregon. Blew my mind. And I saw the video. It was actually on the news last night. Like, that's how you know it's bad, when the news is reporting it. So there's this 11-year-old softball player, and she's really tall for her age. She hits a line drive, and the coaches on the other team lose their minds. They start screaming. They start harassing. It was like, I want to see her birth certificate. There's no way she's 11. Like, going off. And we've gone from like friendly, maybe not even friendly competition, but like competition to interrogations at home play. I mean, what is going on here?
We actually have audio of the Oregon coach yelling at the other side. Do you want to hear
it? Yeah, let's hear it.
I want to see birth certificates when this game's done.
Like, he went off, and then the coaches were like flipping off the parents on the other team when all the dust settled. And I mean, I've seen my fair share of drama in the sports world. My daughters played softball. My daughters played volleyball. My daughters played basketball. I've seen, and it's funny because the parents for each sport are all different.
I was going to ask.
They're all so different.
And
in good ways and bad ways. I don't know. In softball, I love the softball moms. They were just very involved, very, very involved. And sometimes it might overstep a little bit, but I felt like they were involved in a good way. Okay. A lot of the dads were the coaches. Some of the moms were the coaches, but a lot of the dads were the coaches. And some of the dads would, it's like you had one extreme or the other. You had the really like caring, supportive coaches, and then you had the ones that would just lose their minds if anyone made a mistake. Huh. And so it was really interesting to see. Have you ever seen a parent or a coach cross the line? Was it yelling at a ref, pushing the kids a little too hard, accusing another child of cheating? 702-364-9400. Jeff, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. My daughter was at a volleyball game last year, and there was a parent that was just yelling excessively at the ref for making it uncomfortable. In a perfect world, there should be some sort of deposit. Each team puts a deposit of $100. If it's a nice game, you get your money back, no harm, no foul.
Was that parent me? Did you see me at a game yelling at the ref?
No, what you?
Are you sure?
No, I'm just kidding.
She was disguised me.
I've been known to roll an eye or two at a ref, but yeah, I definitely haven't done that. That's, yeah, I think something needs to be done, Jeff. You're right, because you think about it, these refs are out there. I'm guessing they're not making a ton of cash, but they're doing this because they probably love the sport. And people are yelling at them. That's one thing that I hate when in volleyball, the girls have to line judge for each other. And so sometimes the girls get the calls wrong. Let's just say it. Sometimes they screw up. And the parents will sit there and yell at a 13-year-old girl for messing up a call.
Are you talking about the parents from the same team or from the opposite team?
Just whoever, the opposite team. Well, both. I mean, if they get it right or wrong, usually it's the opposite team. But they'll like sit there and scream. And I'm like, she's 13 years old. My gosh. Like, what are we doing here?
Are there any confrontations between parents at these games that you're at? And how do they get split up if they are?
I have not seen any personally, but I do see parents sometimes get riled up. It like I said, every sport is different. What has your experience been? What's your sport? What's your experience? 702-364-9400. I know you did dance. How was it with dance?
I mean, with dance, girls were really sassy. Like behind the scenes, they would talk crap about each other, but to their faces, the dancers, they were like super fake, super sucky up, like, oh my God, I love your nails. I love your hair. Very mean girl. And the moms weren't any better.
Really?
Yes. The moms would be talking crap behind the daughters' backs, other daughters' backs, but to their faces, to the moms and to the daughters and even to the sons. They'll be like, oh my God, your son deserves a solo dance. They should have gotten gold. But I'm telling you right now, behind their backs, they're talking bad about someone every single time.
That's crazy.
It was toxic. And me and my mom, we got over it. And so I went from like that studio dance life to more of like the hip hop, more street style of dance, because the studio life became so toxic and I couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, we're getting some texts about the dance life. This one says, growing up, I was a dance studio competition kid. There was a time when our studio director called for a kid's verification of age because teams would add much younger kids to their group to bring the average age down so they can compete with easier groups to win more medals. Is that something that they would do?
And then not only that, but they do it for the cute factor for the judges. So like, oh my God, that 5-year-old boy, he's so cute. And then that adds on like to like their execution points or their performance points.
Oh man, this text says, fighting between parents and refs here in Vegas youth soccer. Really? I get some friendly banter, you know, like, hey ref, you missed that call, blah, blah, blah. But like actual fights? Are you kidding me? Our friend Coco's listening. He says, when I umped a Little League game, I had a parent tell me I needed glasses, that my strike zone stunk. I turned around and looked at him and said, go buy them and I will wear them. Go buy them. I mean, they're not cheap.
No kidding.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, Las Vegas just claimed the crown as the top U.S. summer destination. That's according to TripAdvisor. It's not hard to see why. You know, we've got the pool parties, the huge food scene, everything from, you know, your world-famous hot chicken to the upscale fusion fare and entertainment options that span from sunrise hikes at Red Rock to late-night DJ sets. The city has something for pretty much every kind of traveler. Add in all of our luxurious resorts, our indoor escapes, and iconic attractions like the Bellagio fountains. They say that Las Vegas is going to be the place to be this summer, which I think is great. Because everyone's like, Las Vegas is dead. No one's going to. It's like, every time I go to the strip, it is crazy down there. Are you kidding me?
That viral trend that's like, Vegas is dead. I heard that people or quote unquote influencers were going around at 2 a.m. in the casinos saying that the city is dead. And it's like, duh, because everyone's sleeping or they're out of the clubs. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy summer here, which is great news to hear. Also this morning, so Memorial Day is on Monday. And did you know there are specific rules about flying the American flag, and especially on Memorial Day? The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says that on Memorial Day, the flag should be flown at half staff from sunrise until noon only, then raised briskly to the top of the staff until sunset in honor of the nation's battle heroes. So if you're unable to display the flag at half staff, you can display your flag with a black mourning ribbon to show respect. They say to place the 1 foot wide or less ribbon just below the spearhead of the flag and let it drape down. But I did not know that there was a different way to display the flag on Memorial Day.
I had no idea either. I always know when I was growing up in school that the flag could never touch the ground, right?
Yes.
Okay. The flag could never touch the ground. And then if you have served in the military or whatnot, that they actually put on something for you, like the military service comes out to the funeral and they put it on. I believe, because my grandpa was in the Navy. And he has not done a service yet, but they do like, I'm blanking on what the term is. But they like fold the American flag, and they put it in your coffin.
So my husband, his dad served in the Army, and we had a very small ceremony. But the veterans from the local branch of the VA, they came to the service, which was really cool because not all of them knew him, but they came and they did fold the flag like the triangle way.
Yeah.
And then after they presented it to Matt, he was able to keep it. So we have that still. We bought a really beautiful like wooden case for it, and it's displayed in our house. But that was a very emotional ceremony that they did. We were both like in tears while they were doing it. There was just something just so, not just patriotic, but just so very meaningful about that. And then I just will never forget the exact moment where they handed it with two hands over to Matt and he accepted it. And they said, we express our gratitude for your father's service to this country. And it was just,
This whole time I thought that the flag was buried with them.
Maybe it is for some people.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure, but yeah, we kept it. We still have
That's
it.
That's cool.
So, yeah. Finally this morning, a porch pirate with a conscience is rare, but there's one in Washington, D.C. Days after this package, which contained a $1,200 doctoral cap and gown from George Mason University, was taken from the Southwest DC home of Dr. Leah Carrington Boney. It showed back up on her sidewalk. She credits news reports about the theft, which used her doorbell cameras as the likely reason why the items were returned. Police say this may be the first time they've had a porch pirate actually return an item. Like, do you think, I was on the news, but do you think that there was maybe some guilt involved when you open the package and you're like, oh my gosh, this is someone's cap and gown?
Like, yeah.
Like, they're not going to be able to attend this graduation without the cap and gown, which I'm going to take it back. You know, I can't use this.
Well, that's funny that someone actually went to go like, ah, ha, 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 this person's going to get their stuff stolen. They go to their house, they open up the stuff, and they're like, oh, darn it. This probably costs hundreds of dollars and they probably can't replace it if it's tomorrow or something. Goes back and returns it.
Or they just wear it and show up at the graduation ceremony like, I belong here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right. We want to get a winner this morning. Olivia, you are caller 20.
Yay! Hi.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. You are going to get a shot here playing Beat Mercedes. Yeah. $950 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers up for grab. Just got to guess the song and the artist faster than I can. Are you ready to do this, Olivia?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good luck to you. I'm leaving the studio, and I'll talk to you in a few.
Bye, Mercedes. Awesome. All right, she's leaving the studio. Olivia, this is how the game works. One, we want to beat her, so you want to guess the song faster than her. But I'm going to give you the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud into that microphone of your phone. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right, Olivia. The next sound that you hear is the song, And that song starts now.
Oh, got it.
Go ahead. What you got?
Oh, it's going to be Misery Business, Paramore.
Okay, I'm bringing in Mercedes, all okay?
Right, all right.
Olivia, what are you up to this morning? You said you're on your way to work, right?
Yeah, I'm on the way to work.
Where do you work at?
I work at Nevada Oral and Facial Surgery.
Oh, my God, that's where the Golden Knights get their teeth done, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, Mercedes is back.
Why are you laughing?
We're laughing because she works at Nevada Oral and Facial Surgery, and that's where the Golden Knights get their teeth done.
Well, my daughter got her wisdom teeth pulled out from there.
Oh, my God. Well, Olivia works there.
Olivia, say hi to the doctor over there for me.
I got you.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
All right. No more nonsense.
Okay.
Let's get to business. Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Let's get this. The next sound that you hear is a song, Mercedes, and that song starts now.
Got it. Misery Business, Paramore.
I laugh because you're so fast.
I know these songs. We played them on this radio station.
It's too easy.
It's not that. There's some that got. There was one a couple of weeks ago that I was like.
Oh. I know. I try to get you, but
yeah.
You stop the clock at 1.5 seconds.
Okay.
And you are correct. But so is Olivia.
Okay.
But she got it in 4.6 seconds.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Olivia.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. Oh my gosh. People are getting them. I'm just getting them faster than they are.
And the goal is to beat you. So.
Yeah. Well, Olivia, your business is amazing. You're amazing. But unfortunately, you did not beat Mercedes. So tomorrow morning, a $975 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. My favorite part is we get to play the song right after. So here's Paramore, Misery Business. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Want to wish a happy birthday to Rebecca. She is a pharmacy tech over at North Vista Hospital. Turning the big 21 today.
Oh, snap. Shots.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And another birthday today. It's Steph's birthday! Woo!
Yeah!
I am so happy for you.
Also 21.
Yes! And of course, and she is going to hit the town tonight at sushi.
Yeah, baby.
And then go home and go to bed because we got a show to do tomorrow.
That's right.
But I'm just so grateful for you and I love you so much. And we're going to talk more about that when we have a kind Steph roast coming up. I told Ramon, you have to say nice things about her. You can't say mean things about her.
Ramon's going to be nice to me?
Yeah. Are you ready, Ramon?
I am ready. I got bullet points and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
I
wrote down my bullet points too.
Okay.
And then at 8 o'clock, we have a surprise guest that will be calling the show to wish you a happy birthday. And I'm really nervous about this one. I'm really nervous. I don't know how this is going to go. I'll tell you the story about how I got this person to call the show after it happens, but that's going to be really interesting
and
at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? Okay.
Yes. Okay. But right now,
okay. We
are going to play a game. It is called AIHBD. This is where we take AI voices of your favorite celebrities and we listen to their birthday greeting, and you have to identify who the celebrity is.
Okay.
Are you ready to play AIHBD?
Let's do this.
Okay. All right. First up, who is this celebrity?
Happy birthday, Stephanie. I hope your day is as fabulous as I am.
Is that Kris Jenner?
Nope. Try again.
Happy birthday, Stephanie. I hope your day is as fabulous as I am.
Kim Kardashian?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, kind of got to warm up here.
I do, okay.
We got to warm up. All right, let's try AIHBD number two.
Hey, babe. Wishing you the best birthday ever, Stephanie.
Who is that? Again?
Hey, babe. Wishing you the best birthday ever, Stephanie.
This AI is wonky. This AI needs some help. Is this Is this Justin Bieber?
As long as you love
oh my God!
Hey babe, wishing you the best birthday ever, Stephanie.
Thanks,
very
Justin.
Good. Wow. Very good.
Like how you added, "Hey, babe."
Hey, that's how I imagine he would wish you a happy birthday. Okay. Okay. All right. Person number three for AI HBD.
Steph, I love you so much. I hope you have a wicked birthday, girl.
That's my girl, Britney Spears. Oh, I was so confident. One more time.
Steph, I love you so much. I hope you have a wicked birthday, girl.
Girl. Who?
There's a clue in that.
Steph, I love you so much. I hope you have a wicked birthday, girl.
Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Duh, wicked. That was cute. That was a cute little add in you did there,
thank
AI.
Thank you. Thank you. I was doing my best. Okay. All right. AI HBD number four.
Hey, girl. I know you listened to me growing up. Happy birthday, Stephanie. I love you.
Oh, my God. Could you play that one more time? I think.
Hey, girl. I know you listened to me growing up. Happy birthday, Stephanie. I love you.
Is that hee-hee Michael Jackson?
You know it. We channeled him that from the grave.
Incredible. You guys are just AI masters in this.
I'm telling you. Yeah, this is some good stuff, and it's very terrifying how accurate some of this actually is.
That is amazing.
Like, all right, last one for AI HBD. Oh, shoot. I hit the wrong button.
Beyonce.
Steph, my bestie, wishing you the happiest of birthdays, and thank you for being amazing.
Okay, first of all, can we try Beyonce again? I need to hear the beginning.
Steph, my bestie, wishing you the happiest of birthdays, and thank you for being amazing.
That's your girl, Beyonce.
So funny. I love the accents. AI is incredible. So you just type in what you wanted to say,
yeah,
and then it comes out with the voice.
Well, you select the celebrity, and then I give them the script, and then boom, it's download. You download it. And
my bestie. Wishing you the happiest of birthdays, and thank you for being amazing.
Even that twang, like she still has her accent in there. That's crazy.
Well, she is on her Cowboy Carter tour right now, you know.
How did
so,
you get her?
I had to pull some strings. I mean, she does know you are one of the biggest members of the Beehive. So yeah. She was like, yeah, of course. She's my bestie. We're doing this.
Steffi, my bestie.
Yeah, my bestie.
I'm telling you. Have a happy birthday, Steph.
I love you.
Some fun stuff coming up. And in just a couple of minutes, your tickets to Disneyland. It's coming up with the Mega Minute right at 7:30. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Good morning, David and Brianna. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good, thank you.
I love that we're working as a team this morning. You guys are caller 20 playing the Mega Minute for these Disneyland tickets. Have you guys been to Disneyland recently?
Years ago, when I was a kid.
Wow. Oh, wow. Well, it's time. They're celebrating their big 70th anniversary. All you guys got to do is get all 10 of these questions correct in 60 seconds. If I hear a correct answer, it doesn't matter if it's from you, David, or you, Brianna, I will move on to the next question. Let's try to get through all 10 of these. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, guys. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Finish this Disney movie line. Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind or blank.
Forgotten.
Yes. The Disney ride Rise of the Resistance is based off of what movie series?
Star Wars.
Yes. How many eyes does Mike Wazowski have in Monsters, Inc.?
One.
Yes. Sugar and spice makes everything what?
Nice.
Yes. What part of the eye changes shape in LASIK surgery? The what?
Pass.
What type of shoes does the Energizer Bunny wear?
Tennis shoes.
No. What do you call a method of folding paper into intricate designs originating in Japan?
Origami.
Yes. Forky is a character in which Disney movie?
Forky? Forky the Pig?
Forky with an F.
Oh, Forky?
Yes, Forky. What's an F?
Pass.
What zodiac sign is represented by a pair of legal scales?
Oh, darn it.
That was
Libra.
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. We had to pass on a couple. There were some tough ones there. What part of the eye changes shape in LASIK surgery? That's the cornea. That changes the shape of the cornea. The type of shoes the Energizer Bunny wears? I did not know this. I'm literally going to Google this right now. Flip-flops? Energizer Bunny shoes. I would have said sneakers, too. I'm so stunned by this.
Look at him. He was wearing little blue little flip-flops.
Oh, my gosh. He's wearing flip-flops. I never would have guessed that. I would have said stilettos before I said flip-flops.
Louboutins.
Yeah. Forky is a character in which Disney movie? That's Toy Story. And then, yeah, the zodiac sign represented by a pair of legal scales is Libra. I'm so sorry, David and Brianna. We weren't able to make it happen, but that means you can hang up and call right back because caller 20, you get these tickets. Four of them, 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you'll be qualified.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So you've probably noticed a lot of food recalls in the news recently, and they're part of the reason why food-related illnesses are on the rise. They're up 41% from last year, and a lot of these are highly publicized foodborne illnesses that outbreaks, you know, they can be really scary, but some foods are more likely to be the culprits, and a new report reveals which ones. So Consumer Reports' new or annual Risky Foods report is now out, and it names the top foods of last year that were subject to the most recalls or linked with the largest illness outbreaks.
Mm.
So the number one riskiest food as of last year is deli meat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there were a huge amount of food outbreaks. Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli, they were to blame for last year's outbreaks that were found in foods like deli meat. Number two, cucumbers.
No kidding.
I was shocked to see cucumbers were on there. But yeah, that was a big issue. Also, raw dairy was number three. Cotija and queso fresco cheese was number four.
I love that cheese.
And eggs, number five.
Have you had any? Well, I mean, yeah, right?
A deli meat I like to get like the turkey deli meat, but now I'm like, I eat cucumbers almost all the time. I was sick last week, so it was a stomach thing. I thought it was because I did a full moon little witchcraft seance thing that made me sick. But now maybe it was just deli meat.
Was it witchcraft? Was it deli meat? I still don't know. Still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's one of the two. Also this morning, turns out spooning might be the secret to a less stressful life. A new study finds that couples who snuggle up at bedtime tend to feel more secure in their relationships and experience less emotional stress. Interestingly, your go-to sleep position does not predict how you'll sleep with your partner, but the closer the cuddle, the better the vibes. So what do you guys do? Do you guys cuddle at night when you sleep with your significant other?
Ooh, I don't even remember the last time James and I cuddled. Is that sad to say?
No, it's realistic. Yeah. You know, I don't know if everybody cuddles. I don't think you should be embarrassed about that.
And you?
My husband loves to cuddle. His love language is touch.
Okay.
And he loves to be touched and hugged and cuddled. My love language is acts of service. So when he does stuff for me, like he makes the bed or he, you know, I don't know, he does the dishes or something, that to me is like, whoa. So I have to remember that that's his love language because I forget sometimes, but he really does to love, like we fall asleep holding hands. So we don't cuddle, but that we do hold hands until our hands get sweaty and we're like, okay, good night.
I don't do that. I don't even hold hands with James.
You don't?
Like even in public, like James will want to hold my hand and I will for a few like seconds. And then he just walks too fast. I'm a slow walker. He's a fast walker. And I just kind of want to I like my own space. I don't know.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you know what your guys' love languages are?
Mine is quality time.
Okay.
And for him, it's acts of service.
Okay. What about you, Ramon? Are you guys snugglers, you and your wife, Jackie?
Love to cuddle. Every night, specifically, I enjoy being the little spoon.
Oh, cute. Oh, yes. So cute.
We love a man that loves a little spoon.
So it helps me fall asleep at night.
So is your love language physical touch then?
No, it's actually words of encouragement or words of affirmation.
Yeah. Correct.
And hers is quality time.
Okay. Cute. Wow. Nice little lesson here on relationships. I like it.
I like it too.
Okay. Finally this morning, Taylor Swift dropped a song during the new episode of The Handmaid's Tale. I know you don't watch. I was watching it last night and my jaw dropped.
Really?
Because at the very beginning, and this, you know, this doesn't spoil what happens in the episode, but look what you made me do. Taylor's version was in the show and it was a surprise to Swifties who now expect her to drop that Reputation Taylor's album. The rumors are she's gonna be announcing it at the AMAs next Monday, but this is what played at the beginning of the latest episode of The Handmaid's Tale.
Got a list of names and yours is in red underline.
What you made me do. Oh my god. What you just made me do. What
you made me do. What you made I'm watching this and I'm like, how they get Taylor to it? And then I'm like, wait a second, this is not the original version.
You're putting two and two together.
I'm like, this is Taylor's oh my gosh. And I lost it last night watching the episode. I could not believe it.
During the scene when this new Taylor's version came out, does it match well or like how was
yes.
it? Okay.
Yeah, like what was happening was like, oh, it was so good. So if you watch the show and you haven't seen the episode yet, it's right at the beginning. But yeah, will we see Rep TV soon? It sounds like it's on its way. Hopefully AMA's next weekend. So we'll keep you posted with that. All right. That's it for the Hot 3. Coming up next, today is Steph's birthday. And this is either going to be the best thing ever or the worst thing ever.
Oh, no.
Coming up next, we have a surprise mystery guest that's going to be calling the show to wish you a happy birthday. This is someone I don't know a ton about.
Okay.
But I think you do. And so I made the arrangements to have this person call in to wish you a happy birthday.
Are they calling in next?
Yes.
Oh my God. Why am I nervous?
So coming up next, the surprise mystery guest, which I think is going to be a hit and not a total disaster, but it is our show. So you never know. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
birthday. It is Steph's birthday. Happy birthday, Steph.
Thank you.
We are celebrating you this morning. It is all about you. And all morning long, I've been teasing a special mystery guest that is set to call in this morning. And you were to guess who this person is.
Yeah.
They have not called yet.
Oh.
And I don't know what is going on, but I feel like maybe you can help them call in. Maybe. Here's the deal. I got to tell you the story behind this. And I'm actually trying to buy time because I have faith that they are going to call in. But let me tell you the story about how I got this mystery guest.
I'm excited to hear this story, okay?
So I've been working on this for a few days. I've been trying to reach out to artists and you know, maybe voices from your past. And I decided to look at who you follow on Instagram.
Okay, that's a great start, by
and
the way.
And I did this last year, and I reached out to, like, a bunch of famous, like, choreographers and stuff like that. No responses, so I basically copy and pasted the same messages from last year, like, hey, we would love if you could call in and wish our girl Steph a happy birthday. Nothing. So I just started going down and looking at all of the people you follow that had a verified check mark next to them.
Oh boy.
So I reached out to one of them and many of them, but I got a response on this one, and here's what I wrote. Hi there, I know this is a real long shot, but the producer of my radio show is a huge fan, and it is her birthday on Tuesday. I was wondering if you would have any time around 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time to call into the show for maybe 5 minutes and just do a quick happy birthday. I would set it up as a mystery guest is on the phone and have her try to guess who you are. Their response.
They responded.
They wrote, hello. Is it for Steph?
So they know me.
And I was like, oh boy, did I mess up? Because I said you were a fan and, like, I don't know. And so I wrote, yes. And their response, okay, for sure. And I wrote back, OMG, thank you. Here's our hotline number. Ramon's going to answer. We'll have her try to guess who you are before we can reveal who it is. This is going to be great. Thank you. And they wrote back, okay, cool. This is 8 a.m., right? And I said, yes, please. And they wrote, okay, lovely, can't wait. Well,
okay,
let's go to the phones right now. And no, not that line. Not that line.
Oh.
Okay, so no call. So why don't you try to guess the mystery guest?
Okay.
Ask a series of yes or no questions.
Okay.
And I'll tell you if you're right. And I wonder if you already, like, know this person or what. Okay. All right.
Okay. My question number one is, do they live here in Las Vegas?
No, they do not.
Okay. Do they live in San Diego?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Do they dance? Were they dancers or choreographers?
Dancing is part of their job.
Dancing is part of their job. Do they... Do you don't know if I've met them before?
I don't know, but you do follow them on Instagram.
Okay.
You're the only person I know that follows them, because you know how it says it's followed by?
Oh, yeah.
You're literally the only person.
Do they... Are they a male?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a guy. Works. Do they... They dance for a living, so they're not in... Are they in radio?
No.
What? They're from San Diego. They dance for their job. Not... They don't dance as a hobby?
I don't know, but I can give you a hint.
Yeah, give me a hint.
They may have something in common with your dog.
Momo? Dog? They dance for their job? I am so stumped.
You follow a drag queen named Mo Mo.
Oh my God, Momo!
And that is who I arranged to call, and they stood us up.
I am so mad right now. How could Momo do that to me? First of all, oh my God, I don't even know if I have her number anymore.
What? Okay, tell me the story behind Momo and who she is.
So Momo was actually named Carlos before Momo.
Okay.
Okay, and Momo, well, I know him as Carlos, and then he turned into Momo. So Carlos and I went to high school together.
Oh my gosh.
He was one of my best friends in high school. He and I danced together, and then eventually he went into drag. His name became Momo. I didn't name him after her, but we used to be such good friends, and for Momo to not call me right now actually hurts my feelings.
Do you have Momo's phone number?
I might have her old phone number.
I was so excited. I'm like, now I feel dumb for saying she's a big fan. You guys actually went to school together.
I mean, we are big fans of each other. She's like, I'm so proud of you and what you're doing in Las Vegas. I'm like, I'm so proud of you. You're like the biggest drag queen in San Diego right now. And I just think maybe she just got too big. And honestly, though, knowing how Momo is, her and Time aren't doing so well.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I have the right number. So I can try and call this number and see if it works.
Okay, call it right now really quick and see.
This might be her old number. She's on speaker.
Please leave your message for...
See, straight to voicemail. Straight to voicemail. See? And then let's see the other number I have. I have two numbers for her.
Okay. Maybe we can still redeem ourselves. Momo can still redeem herself.
I'm so mad at her right now. I cannot believe this.
Please leave your message for...
Yeah.
Do you think you would have been able to guess who it was?
If they gave me hints, yes. If she was like, we went to school together, I'm the same name as your dog. Immediately, I was like, oh my God, Momo, how are you? She works at Lips in San Diego. Like, just the diva of the all divas.
I tried so many different choreographers. And no one wrote me back, but Momo was the one to write me back, only to get stood up on your birthday.
Well, you know what? A for effort, and I would have loved if she came and called on the show. She is so funny.
Well, hey, the show's not over yet. She may. And coming up next, you know what we have going on? It's the Steph birthday roast. And instead of it being a mean roast, it's a kind roast. Someone texted us and said that it is called a honey roast when you roast someone kindly. So the Steph honey roast and maybe Momo, you never know. It's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Since I said I'm sorry.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Happy birthday to you.
And it is Steph's birthday. Man, our first birthday surprise flopped. We had the drag queen Momo set to call in at 8, didn't call. Okay, so that means we start over. It's a fresh start. Are you ready for the roast of Stephanie Sadella
on her birthday? I'm nervous. I'm excited, I'm nervous, but the way you presented it, I'm like, okay, maybe it won't be too bad.
Okay, yeah, so everyone gather around. It's Steph's birthday. We prepared something that we like to call, not mean, but sassy. The roast of the nicest person alive, Stephanie. Let's begin. All right. Ramon, do you want to start off with your roast of Steph?
I can start off the honey roast.
Okay, let's go with the honey roast.
All right, Steph. You are... trying to be nice, so it took me some time.
I know. I was like, this is a really rare occasion, by the way, you guys. So I'm really, really intending on listening.
You are a good dog mom, Steph, to Momo. You're loving, caring. You take him to his doctor visits. You always keep him clean. You take him everywhere, right? You feed him. So you have that motherly nurture in you, that motherly trait.
Thank you.
So whenever you do decide to have kids, I have no doubt in my mind that you'll be a great mom. You and James will be great parents. As long as they're not as ugly as Momo.
Oh, had to get that jab in.
Well, you know what? Besides that last comment, thank you, Ramon. That's really nice of you.
All right. Do you have anything else, Ramon?
Oh, should I just do my bullet, all of them?
Oh, you can do all of them, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I got two more.
Okay.
From the outside looking in, you look like a good partner. You and James, I know you guys said we're friends first, right? And I think that's important in a relationship. You guys are best friends. You guys do everything together. You know, he's more than a person to you. He's your safe place. You go to him for calm and stuff like that. And I actually have a quote from James himself.
Really?
I do. He said, Steph, she's my Asia Wilson. You're never out of the game because you have her. And I'm just lucky to be part of her team.
Oh,
she's the GOAT.
What?
Unquote from James.
That's a great
quote. Wait, can you repeat that one more time? The quote from James?
She's Asia Wilson. You're never out of the game because you have her. And I'm just lucky to be part of her team. She's the GOAT.
What?
Whoa.
Okay,
James,
extra credit for getting a James's quote.
You're getting some tonight, James.
On your birthday, too.
You guys, this is a PG show.
Okay.
And then this last one is actually personal for me.
Aw.
About 2.5 years ago, I don't know if you remember, I came to you and asked, like, hey, I want to learn this part of the building, this producing stuff, this on-air stuff. I don't know if you remember that first day. It was just, I couldn't even answer the phone. I was just so nervous. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even answer a simple phone call. But you could have easily told me no back then. You could have said, no, I'm too busy. I have these million things that I have to do. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart because you've changed, you know, my life in the past 2 years. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be talking to you, giving this honey rose to you right now. I can never repay you.
Oh, why am I about to cry?
That's so sweet.
Oh, Ramon, stop.
Oh, thank you.
That was so unexpected from you, one. And two, I know that you'll never say that to me again. So I appreciate
that. Keep this recording.
All right. Wow. Okay. There was the honey rose from Ramon. I don't know if I can do as well as he did. His was pretty good, but let's begin here.
Okay, let's do this.
Steph is so kind. It's actually a little suspicious. Like, are you really this thoughtful? Or
yeah, you're too nice.
Is this your long game for becoming the mayor of Las Vegas or something? Because you already got my vote. I didn't even get a sticker from you or anything. You are so organized. You put my Google Calendar to shame. I mean, I feel like I don't ask for help. You just know. It's amazing to me. Steph is so loyal. I really do believe that if I ever buried a body, she would be there with gloves and a shovel, labeled gloves and like a color-coded shovel schedule for it.
This is what you're going to need at this time. You're going to need a driver. I already got that set for you.
Steph is so sweet and positive. She could tell you, man, your house is on fire, but somehow you would just be grateful for the warmth that you got from the house being on fire. She's been my biggest cheerleader since the day she got to Vegas. Like, ma'am, tone it down. It's giving healthy friendship, and I'm not emotionally prepared for this.
Oh my God, I love you.
Let's talk about the dog, though. Steph is obsessed with Momo. And I don't even think that he's a dog anymore. I think he is her spiritual advisor. The dog has seen more love than most of us will ever know. I am convinced that your dog has like an LLC and better insurance than I do. It's crazy.
Momo does have a really good life, I will tell you that.
Steph loves Sinigang. Is that?
Yes.
She loves Sinigang more than most people love their actual partners. I have never seen someone get so excited about a bowl of broth than
I see her get excited.
Yes, I love this. You know me so well.
And don't even get me started on her dancing. Steph is such a good dancer. If I even tried to copy her moves, I would end up in urgent care explaining to the doctor what a body roll attempt is.
Oh,
that's how bad. Steph is the backbone of this show. She is the glue that holds the chaos together. The person who makes it just look completely effortless. But she still has time to ask if you're okay.
Hey.
So yes, I am roasting her, but only because if I gave her the full compliments that she deserves, this segment would be about 3 hours long and I'd be crying by minute five. So Steph, happy birthday. You are grace. You are talent. Sass. All in one tiny talented package. Working with you is one of the best things that has ever happened to me. And I wanted to close with something from your culture because I know how much it means to you. And this is said with complete sincerity, and I hope I say it correctly. I looked up friend who is like a sister in Tagalog. And so I hope I say this right. I've been practicing. Pinkama ma mahal na kai bigan, which translates to most cherished friend. So happy birthday, my girl.
I'm so proud of you for saying that last sentence. And I don't want to make this mushy or gushy, but thank you both so much for doing that for me. I came in today with no expectations of, you know, just doing a normal show. So seeing and hearing all the amazing things you guys have said about me, it just, it brightens up my day, but it also makes me feel so loved and cherished over this crazy half year that we've been through. So I love you both, Ramon, Mercedes, for making me feel so special.
Happy birthday,
happy
girl.
Happy birthday.
Thank
just
you, guys.
Just to close, I got a couple of Yo Mama jokes, but they're Steph jokes.
Do it.
Steph's so outgoing that she is, at this very moment, in space. Steph is so careful, she keeps her iPhone case in an iPhone case. Steph is so unpredictable that psychics refuse to give her a reading.
Oh, yeah.
Steph's so stable that horses are like, yo, can we stay with you?
These are great. This is amazing, you guys.
We
I
keep
love you.
Prepared. So happy birthday, girl. We love you so much. We got some a couple other surprises for you. But yeah, we just aww, love you so much. So happy birthday to you.
Love you guys. Thanks again.
Let's speaking of gifts and prizes, it's time to win with Heads Up and Up for Grabs. We have a 4-pack of tickets for you to check out Cowabunga Bay or Cowabunga Canyon. You cool down this summer, and we've got the perfect way for you to do it. Relax. We are playing Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you win the 4-pack of tickets. Caller 20 gets to play, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Rose, you're caller 20.
Yay!
You ready to do this?
Yes. Happy birthday, Steph.
Oh, thanks, Rose. That was so sweet.
We have these passes for you to check out Cowabunga Bay and Cowabunga Canyon. All you got to do is get 6 answers in 60 seconds in one of these categories. Do you want to go with Splash Zone, Valedictorian, Queen Bee, or Play It By Ear?
Ooh, let's do Splash Zone.
Splash Zone it is. Okay, yeah, if you win, you're going to be splashing all around Cowabunga Bay. So these are all things associated with water parks, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 6 in 60 seconds. We got this, no problem. You ready?
Yes.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You rub this on so you don't get a burn.
Sun lotion, sunblock.
That's fine.
Yes. Okay. This is what you use to dry off with.
A towel.
Yes. This is, you sit in an inner tube in this area and just
Lazy River.
Yes. This is like a giant big thing will come
slide.
In. No, it's like you go in and the water goes woo.
A tunnel, water tunnel.
It's like one big gigantic catch-o.
Yeah.
Okay. You might wear these so you don't get athlete's foot when you go walking around there.
Sandals, flip-flops.
No, they're
water
more
shoes.
Yes. This is what you just said, another type of shoe that you would wear.
Sandals.
That's fine.
Flip-flops.
Yes. This is the person that will save you if you drowned.
Lifeguard.
Yes!
Rose.
Yay!
You got it, Rose. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The one we got stuck on was wave pool. I don't know how
wave pool.
How do you say wave pool without saying wave? I was like, these big giant things come at you. Like,
at the
yeah.
wave pool at Cowabunga Bay, is it timed? Like, first it's a regular pool and then out of nowhere the waves will come?
I'm not sure. Huh. I haven't been for a couple of seasons, but you're going to be able to let us know, Rose, because you are going a 4-pack of tickets to Cowabunga Bay or Cowabunga Canyon for you. Perfect with the summer temperatures coming. Congratulations. And we'll have another 4-pack of these to give away for you tomorrow morning, same time with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, let's talk about Ed Sheeran. He wants the Supreme Court to put an end to what his attorneys call a baseless copyright lawsuit over this song, Thinking Out Loud. Now, in case you forgot, he was originally sued by the daughter of Ed Townsend, who famously co-wrote Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. But now, while that suit eventually cleared Sheeran, the Townsend camp, they're still after him. Now, the case, which is being pushed by the company Structured Asset Sales, who holds a stake in his copyrights, they're making the same claim that Sheeran's tune rips off Marvin Gaye's song. What do you think? Here's Let's Get It On. And then, Let's Get It On.
I mean, the tempo, I think Let's Get It On is a little faster. Just a little bit, maybe a smidge. But when I hear Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, I don't think, oh, Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye. It sounds just like it.
I hear similarities, but I don't feel like it's a direct ripoff. I just feel like you're going to hear some similarities in a lot of songs. There are certain songs where I'm like, oh, this sounds just like that one song. But like, I don't know. I also think there's an element of inspiration that happens when you hear songs I've never written a song before. I don't know the songwriting process. I'm sure it differs from person to person, but maybe, you know, you hear elements that you're like, oh, I could incorporate that element. Like, I don't know. There's only so many ways to like, to arrange musical notes to sound different. I don't know.
I just think that they're just trying to get money out of Ed.
It sounds like it. Luckily for him, the Federal Second Circuit Appeals Court already tossed that suit, saying both songs share only fundamental musical building blocks. So Ed's team says the latest appeal likes to pretend it's a historic case that would set a precedent, but that they're just fabricating everything. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep you posted. Also this morning, Netflix, it's the biggest streaming service in the world. More than 300 million paid customers in more than 190 countries. And while they offer thousands of titles to choose from, a few are so popular that they get viewers from around the globe and they earn a spot on the platform's prestigious most watched list. And new research shows us which shows made the cut. Netflix has ranked their 10 most watched shows of all time. This is based on worldwide views within the first 91 days of it being released. Okay. So both of you, let me know if you've seen these shows. From number 5 up, we'll go Adolescence. Did you guys watch Adolescence?
Yeah.
Seen it.
I watched it. I didn't like it.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
What did you think of the ending?
I just was kind of like, eh.
I cried like a baby that last episode.
Did you really?
Yeah, when he's sitting on the bed.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, okay, I liked the show up until the final episode. The final episode, I was like, I need more. There was nothing that tied everything together. Did he do it? Stuff like that. Yeah, but so it was good, but until the end.
I thought the filmmaking was really genius. I really liked the way they filmed it.
All one shot.
Yeah.
Yes. That was incredible.
Yes. Yeah. Stranger Things season 4 was number 4 on the list.
Seen them all.
Yeah, I've seen them all too. Squid Game season 2 is number 3 on the list.
Seen it.
Number 2.
Sorry, can we go back to Squid Game?
Yeah.
I cannot watch that show.
Why not?
It's just so bloody to me, and I don't know if I like this guy that keeps going back into the game.
The bloodier the better.
No, I don't like like that. I don't like the show.
The gore.
I love it. The suspense and just, oh,
why
man.
Does he keep going back into the game?
Because he's dumb.
He wants the game to end. Yeah. So that's why he's going back. So he can get to the people who are creating the game so he can end it once and for all.
But I'm with you. I'm out. Peace.
Hey, did you finish When Life Gives You Tangerines, Ramon?
We are on the last episode. Episode 16. It's a little longer than the other one. So I was like, oh, we have to, you know, make time for this.
What do you think?
What an emotional roller coaster this show is.
Oh, it's so good.
You go from, like, you know, emotional, sad, depressed to, like, angry to happy, then suspense. You're like, this show has gone there with tragedy, right? So I'm waiting for, like, another tragic moment to happen.
Oh.
It's really good.
Okay,
it's
you guys
really
are good. Selling me on this show. What's it called again?
When Life Gives You Tangerines.
Okay.
It's one of my top shows of all time.
On Netflix.
It's, that good. Wednesday was number two, and then Squid Game Season 1 is the most watched Netflix show of all time.
I've seen all top five.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have too. I saw Wednesday. I thought Wednesday was pretty good.
Yeah, that was
cool.
That
you said Stranger Things season 4 only is number 4.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought season 1 was better, but okay.
Yeah, I agree. And season 1 didn't even make the top 10, which is really weird. So
okay.
Finally, this morning, most restaurants, they're not cheap. And then you have to add tip in there. So you should at least get the food that you ordered, right? Well, a lot of people feel uncomfortable sending food back. There's a new poll out that shows 40% of people say they've never sent food back at a restaurant. Have you guys ever sent food back?
All the time. Well, not all the time, but when it's wrong, yeah.
If it's something little, like I asked for no tomatoes and there's tomatoes, I'll keep it.
Me too. Though you have that tomato juice on there,
correct,
that you still taste. But like, I hate sending it back. I'm one of those people that won't, but my husband will send it back for me and it drives me crazy.
Correct. I asked Jackie to tell him.
I don't ask him. He doesn't. Like, I'll say, oh, my steak is overcooked. And he'll be like, I'll send it back. I'm like, no, I'll just eat it. And then they come to the table. He's like, her steak is overcooked. I'm like, oh.
See, with James and I, like, when we go out to dinner, it's a back and forth situation. If something's wrong, James will do it. And then if something's wrong a second time, he makes me do it, which is a good balance. But the thing is, like, when we're at All You Can Eat, we're constantly asking for stuff. So we go back and forth. No, I did it last time. No, you did it last time.
What if you got something completely different than what you ordered? Would you send it back? Like, you ordered a cheeseburger and they brought you out a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. Would you send it back?
Yeah. So if it's like 1,000% different, yeah, then I'll probably have to, you know, mount up.
If I ordered a cheeseburger, but they gave me a steak, I would not send it back.
A Philly cheesesteak sandwich,
no.
Not a steak.
Like a regular steak? No. But I mean, a Philly cheesesteak, yes, absolutely. I'm like, I don't want a Philly cheesesteak. I want a cheeseburger.
Well, what's funny is that 80% of people say they would send it back. 8% said they would not. They would just deal with it. And 12% said that they aren't sure. They didn't ask why people are hesitant to send food back, but I'll tell you why. I don't want them to spit in it in the back after I send it back. That's what I get scared about. I'm like, you know what? I'll just deal with it. I'm not going to send it back and have them like do something. Have you ever heard of the bop-bop system? Have you ever heard of that? Someone told me that worked in a kitchen, told me about the bop-bop system. It's when you send your food back, someone in the back will take their... and bop bop right on your food.
Okay, wait, isn't that in a movie with Dane Cook when he worked at a restaurant?
Is that, no, that's where the bop bop system came from?
It had to have been. I've heard that somewhere.
Okay, well, yeah.
I was thinking of that movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds.
That one, that Waiting. They do stuff like that in restaurants.
I never send my stuff back, that's why.
You feeling me? Let's do something.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Today has been a very happy day. It's your birthday. Everybody's been happy, smiling. But I got to tell you something. I am still carrying a little bit of anger from yesterday, and I'm trying to get rid of it. I'm trying to drop it. Like, have you ever found yourself angry at a stranger? You don't even know them, but this stranger just made you so angry. So yesterday, I went to the gym, and as I'm leaving the gym, I see this guy pull in to a... There's two parking spots, and he pulls in diagonally on the spots,
but they're not diagonal parking spots.
No, they're a regular straightforward one. He parks diagonally across the two spots.
Ugh.
Not like slightly over the line, like full on across. And I thought, oh, surely he's going to readjust. He just pulled in kind of wonky. And so I just kind of stood there because I was parked on the other side of him. So I was kind of waiting for him to pull back out so he could adjust. And then I see his door open. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You are really going to park across two spots like that?
Maybe he was opening the door to check his parking spot.
Nope. He opened the door and got out of the car and then slammed the door and walked into the gym. I literally stopped and stared like I was in one of those episodes like, what would you do? You know, I was just like, I need documentation. So I grab my phone and I start turning into this parking justice journalist. And I'm like, I recorded it. I put it on my Instagram stories. But because I'm nice, I was on that post-workout moral high. I blurred out the license plate. I don't want to get in trouble. But I shouldn't have to do that. Why did I do that? For all I know, this man regularly commits crimes against parking. And I should call him out. Who does this?
Oh,
are you watching it?
I'm watching your Instagram story. Well, at first I'm like, what is she recording? Because it's just you in the street moving. And then you move up your camera. I see the card, no license plate. Good job for blurring it
Thank
out.
Thank you. He's from Texas.
Oh, it was Texas.
It was a Texas license plate.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No judgments here, though.
Yeah.
So I look at it, and it's no kidding. The car is diagonal on two parking spots. And not only that, you can see the huge gap on both sides of the car.
I was just like, why is he doing that? Like, he got out just completely normal. I'm like, what is going on? It's always the people with, and it was a fancy brand of car that, like, I don't want to say I've never heard of, but I've only heard of in certain situations. Is it a Maybach? Is that the one I'm thinking? It was super high-end luxury.
I've never heard
and
of
I was
a Maybach.
Like, maybe this is a guy that's really like, oh man, my car is too fancy. I can't risk the door dings. But is there a stranger that you are mad at today, or that you've been mad at? And who is that stranger? 702-364-9400. The worst type of parkers are the double space dominators, man, who park the parking line deniers. They just don't see that line. They think that it's all for them. And does anyone like them? No. Do you know that people don't like you? Okay, do you care? Probably not. No. But I'm just saying, who is the stranger you're mad at? 702-364-9400.
I've talked about on this show that I have a neighbor named Miss Miserable.
Oh, what's she up to these days?
So I ran into her yesterday and I was minding my own business. When I see her around my parts, I just ignore her because she's mean. And I've talked about her because she gets her name Mr. Miserable because she's truly miserable. She will yell at you if she thinks you don't pick up your dog's poo, but I do. And she was yelling at me, thinking it was me. The second time we had an interaction, she was calling me a B word. Remember that? She called me a B?
Yes, I remember, yes.
And she wouldn't even say it to my face. She yelled it away from me, like, you B. And I asked her, you talking to me? And she goes, no. Or she actually didn't say nothing at all. Mm-hmm. She ignored me. So this time yesterday, she goes with her dog and her daughter. Her daughter is walking her dog, and it's a bulldog, and she's walking right beside her daughter. And she sees me and Momo pulling up, walking towards my apartment unit, and her daughter and her bulldog step aside so I can make way on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
She does not move, however.
Oh,
she stops in her tracks, and then I just walk around her. I don't say a single word to her, and she said, excuse you.
I hate when people do that. It's so passive aggressive. You're such a coward. Why not just say what you want to say instead of that? You're such a coward.
So that was my last interaction with, I guess it's a stranger because I really don't know her, but I see her often.
Oh, Chris, good morning. Why are you angry with a stranger?
The people that don't take their buggies or shopping carts back to the corral and just leave them in the parking lot for, you know, other people to get their cars hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I can even, like, as much as it annoys me, I'd take the person who lifts up the front wheels and puts it in the rocks over the person that just leaves it out in the open, and
yes,
then a gust of wind comes and boom, it just hits a car, you know?
Mm.
Those are the
Sure.
The,
even,
Go ahead.
Even then, it's the, just the biggest, I mean, I don't know, the amount of laziness that it takes for that is crazy.
I know, it's literally 10 feet away. I'm totally with you on that, Chris. Let's talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, who's the stranger that you're so mad at right now?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I am upset with all the parents that go into the school zones and that drive through my neighborhood, which is residential with kids, and decide to speed. Our speed limit is 35, and the school zone speed limit is 15. And I don't know what parents are doing, but they must be leaving late because they're like speed racers coming out of the neighborhood and driving through the school zones.
My kid was hit by a
car once upon a time by a parent that was running late.
What?
On a bike. Luckily, he had a helmet. So
did he get any injuries? Okay. No injuries?
His legs and his arm, but, you know, little residual. He was 12, so... Sprained wrist and a sprained ankle, but the helmet saved his life because he hit the windshield.
Did the person stop?
They did afterwards, but the only excuse they had was, "I'm so sorry, I was running late for work and I had to drop off my kid." Do better.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That is seriously the phrase for today. For all the people that are doing stuff like that, just do better, please. Mm-hmm. Can we just do better so we don't get mad at each other? Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.